Page 60, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. Print with a black or blue pen to complete the form. Sign the form. Mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. OregonVotes.gov. Telephone 1-866-673-VOTE. That's 1-866-673-8683. Si habla español. TTY number 1-800-735-2900. That number is only for the hearing impaired. Information disclosure. Information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is by law held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a Social Security number or valid Oregon identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Forms of acceptable identification include valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Page 61. Here's the form to fill out. On the top, first question, are you a citizen of the United States of America? Choose yes or no. Next, are you at least 17 years of age? Yes or no. If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Next, personal information. Required information includes last name, first name, and middle. Oregon residence address, including apartment or space number, city and zip code. Your date of birth, month, day, and year. Your county of residence. Your telephone number. Your email address. Your mailing address, required if it's different than your residence address, city and state and zip code. Next, room to supply your Oregon driver's license number. Here's room for your 7-digit valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID. Beneath that, answer, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID. The last 4 digits of my Social Security number are, and there are 4 boxes to fill in. Or, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID or Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Next to that, room to pick off which political party. Not a member of a party. America's Best. Constitution Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, Libertarian, Pacific Green, Progressive, Republican, Working Families, or other. Here on the bottom is room for your signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and have told the truth on this registration. And room for your signature and the date. Note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or jailed for up to 5 years. And finally, registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information, your previous registration name, your previous county and state, your home address on your previous registration, your date of birth, month, day, and year.